סימן של גימול, בכל בובת חזיין. The Mechaber says that there's an issue to braid for a woman to braid her hair. The reason is, depending on whether or not it's her actual hair or whether or not it's a sheitel, says the Mishnah Berurah, depending on whether or not it's an issue of Boiner or it's an issue of Eirik, at least me do abundantly. It brings on the Sharatim that Kenzai is even an issue of the rest, according to some. However, the way that we pass in is that there's a whole bunch of issue of abundant. Now, the place these money to talk about, does this apply just to a woman or also to a man? Could a man also braid his hair or fix his face, twirl his face? Is that a problem? So I just want to mention a mind-boggling chiddush that I saw from the Shmir Shabbos also brings down from the Ketzer Shulchan, from Mechayin Noach, that he says that he's Mechalik, and the Kama Paiski is Meneer and Mechalik, the same thing, that if you're totally curling the face on Shabbos, then that would be a problem. However, if it's slightly curled and you're just making it a little bit better, then it's not a problem. And the Ketzer Shulchan says, the Chayin Noach says, that is doing it to oil arai. Oil arai, if you have already a healing of oil from before Shabbos, you let it be moistive before Shabbos. The same over here, if you already have a silsil, you let it be moistive afterwards to continue and they say in the place of Yom. However, to mamish make it into a proper thing with the curlers and everything, that's the place he's made to say that one should not do, certainly on Shabbos. There's another big insight here, which is brought down the Sharatim. We saw it bismano, and hopefully we'll see it next month. Those that are chazrin, those that are learning kreisiv. What is ksiva miskayemis? When we have a malacha miskayemis, what does it mean? You need the malacha to be chayim on Shabbos, you need malacha miskayemis b'Shabbos. The Lashon Mishnah is, kol ha'oisem malacha, malacha miskayemis b'Shabbos chayim. How do you read the Mishnah? Says the Sharatzin, it's like the Shainim, how to read the Mishnah. What is it going on b'Shabbos? Kol ha'oisem malacha b'Shabbos, malacha miskayemis. Or is it kol ha'oisem malacha, umalacha miskayemis b'Shabbos? And there's a massive nafkamina la'alacha, says the Sharatzin, between how you read the Mishnah. When you do a malacha on Shabbos, and it's able to last till the end of Shabbos, but after that it's going to fall apart. Is that a malacha that you're chayav for or not? For example, you have apple juice on your table, is one of the cases that it brings down. And you decide to write yitzi in the apple juice. That's also midah rabbanan. Is that chayav? Is that issa d'oraisa? It'll be nafkamina b'negei tashrus. Tashrus and other things. Is that issa d'oraisa? Is that only issa d'rabbanan? It can last after Shabbos. Possibly, which Bura says, maybe it won't. Certain things like this, they can last past the Shabbos, but they certainly don't have the achilah to last for longer. What is the halach over there? Machlokes Rishonim, that hopefully we'll see. Certainly, it would seem that either way it would be an issur d'rabbanan. The question is just, would it be an issur d'oraisa? Nafkaminas in hospitals and other things, they used to have in Shaarei Tzedek, disappearing ink. Ink that disappeared after 3 days. That way, they were able to write. It wouldn't be a malacha miskayemes, and they would have it even when you had a 3 day yontif, 2 days plus Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah plus Shabbos, it would be able to last till afterwards, and they'd be able to type it up on the computer, and afterwards it would disappear. So at least there would be mamayim for malacha, so it would only be Issa d'Rabbanan instead of being Issa d'Oraisa. Huh? They don't use it anymore, and they use Arabs, as far as I know, for everything. And Shaari Tzedek, all upon. For all writing and things like that, they use anything which is not Shash. Shaila of Pikuach Nefesh or Tzerah Kedemah than these Arabs. Siv Chav Zayin talks about how to brush your hair. Now this is a very big point of discussion. What's it? We did do this. Yeah, but it was a chelik of what? We're not allowed to talk about it. The Mishnah Berurah says this is just let's bring just two yisaitis that we have. First of all, how to brush your hair. There's a lot of questions they apply also to a sheitel, like a sheitel. The person is saying, with regard to, let's just talk about first of all what the issue might possibly be and what you should do in place of it. The issue would possibly be is that when a person brushes their hair, properly brushes their hair, then if there are any loose hairs mean that they're still hanging, but they're not totally attached and they're not totally detached. When a person brushes their hair, they're interested in detaching those hairs so that their hair should look nicer. And it's psikresha that they're going to detach it. Now, every time that you brush your hair, is it a psikresha? No, says the Rivash. However, when you do the action of brushing your hair, which is maybe 3 or 4 brushes or 5, or depending on how many brushes it is, then over the course of that maisa, there is a psikresha. And this is the chiddush of the Rivash Lacharim, that you're mitzarf a bunch of maisim together, and you say that if altogether there's going to be a psik reisha, that one of these things is going to cause a melech Shabbos, then it's a problem. And they talk about walking on grass. If you walk on grass, it's going to, every step they walk on grass, the Adaf is going to pull up grass. But if you walk on grass for half an hour, it's for sure going to pull up grass. Isn't that a problem? The Chura, the Svara is, Ulei de Mistafin Amina, this is the way that I understand it, is that when we have something which could be defined as one Maisa, for example, brushing hair, it could be three brushes, four brushes, five brushes, but there's something brushing hair, then you have to look at the entire thing together. As opposed to walking on grass, you can walk on grass for an hour, you can walk on grass for 2 minutes, you can walk on grass for 6 years. You could walk and walk and walk. There's nothing that defines it as one Maisa. Therefore, you don't look at the entire thing together. Oh, he walked for 3 hours on grass, for sure it's going to be a situation that's going to pull up some grass. As opposed to brushing hair is one action of brushing hair. It's one Maisa of brushing hair. Therefore, you have to see in this total action of brushing three times, will it pull out hair? Situation pull out of hair, then we don't look at each brush by itself, that's not a situation, we have to take them all together. Therefore, since we have that chash, Mela, one should not use a proper comb or even a proper brush that has harder bristles on Shabbos. And even if he uses a softer brush, he should just touch up. He could use his fingers also, it's not a ratio. Or he could just touch up with a softer brush. And he shouldn't brush thoroughly through his hair, he should just really go over the top. The Mr. Brewer says also, like, he should have a new brush that's special for Shabbos. Somebody from the Chabura, when we learned this, they brought a new brush for Shabbos. They wanted to know, does it have to look any different than the weekday brush? They were miyachad a brush for Shabbos. They have two brushes, the exact same brush. One is for weekday, one's for Shabbos. Does that look different? Marisha says that the chilat should look different, and the issue even be different. I'll be the Mar Mordechai the Sharatim, but down over here. The Shabbos is, does this Matthias apply to Zmanin? Was it a psik reisha every time that you brush your hair, that hair is going to come out? It really depends on what type of brush you have and what type of hair you have. My daughter asked me on Friday this week to brush her hair. No question about it that it's psik reisha. No question. 100%. For sure, brushing hair is psik reisha with a lot of hair. It's not easy. It's long hair, and it's not easy, for sure. However, for a standard man with generally, regularly, pretty short hair compared to a woman, for certainly, I mean, the halakha over here is, and you're not using a comb. When you use a comb, so it's much harder bristles, they don't bend. So when it hits a knot, it's going to pull it out. It's going to, because of resistance, either you can stop or you're just going to pull it out. Therefore, depending on a person's hair, and depending on really what a person should do is try during the week. Try with a brush, softer brush, or a brush that doesn't have such tight bristles together that it won't pull out. And see, brush your hair, see if it pulls out hair. If you have a brush which doesn't have such hard bristles, don't have such long hair, you don't have such... Most people also that you shower and brush your hair often enough, then it doesn't have knots in time, it doesn't have, depending on if it's kinky hair or not. Therefore, one should try it out. L'chatchila, the way according to Mishnah Berurah is not to thoroughly do it, just brush it up on the top, now with the comb, with a softer brush.